We had 11 games, a big Monday night in the NBA, plenty to talk about, including an injury, which makes me sad. It is the 28th of October. This is the post-game show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny getting tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I am your host, Adam King, at AdamKing91 on Twitter is where you will find me. At FBI Basketball is where you will find us. We are also part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter. We are on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Twitter, everywhere. If you could jump in, subscribe, like, thumbs up, head over to YouTube, take 10 seconds of your time. Give us a subscribe, give us a thumbs up. Really appreciate that. 11 games, a lot to get through today. We'll try and keep it to 40 minutes again. I've been pretty good so far, but we will start with the injury news. And there's obviously a pretty big injury that we need to talk about, but I will, as usual, I'll work my way through from the sort of injuries we had pre-game to through to what we had post-game. So, I mean, some standard sort of outs here, nothing really surprising. Ben Simmons is going to be out for their game tomorrow as part of injury management. And sadly, yeah, I think he might be done. I'm not sure. We'll see, but he doesn't look great. Melton is out tomorrow. So if you were hoping that Melton would step up with Steph Curry missing a couple of games, that is not going to be the case. It's probably going to be Pajemski. It's probably going to be Draymond handling the ball a bit, maybe even Wiggins. So, yeah, if you've got Melton, look, it's a back injury, and they have said that there is nothing serious. He will miss two games. But if we remember back to last year, he also had a back injury. So just if you're holding him, I probably would hold him if you can just for two games if you're simply relying on that defensive stuff. But, yeah, I think we're probably okay to move on as well. DeAndre Hunter missed yesterday's game and today's game. So it doesn't sound like it's anything too serious, and he was questionable heading into Monday's game. So I think we're okay there. Jonathan Isaac continues to miss games. He's not a must-roster player. Emmanuel Quickley, I think he's getting closer, but he was doubtful and then ruled out. So probably maybe another game, two games. Devin Vassell is close as well. So Greg Popovich said he expects him back in the first week of November, which is only a couple of days away. So maybe this week, it's probably going to be the next week after that. But we will see. But it'll be good to have him back on the court. Ja Morant missed tonight's game with thigh soreness. So, yeah, again, nothing too serious, I don't think. I mean, we'll talk about who stepped up when we get to the Memphis game. And then if we move into injuries from tonight, Vit Krejci, not a fantasy-relevant injury, but I do like him. I think there's a bit of upside with Vit, I think it's Vit. It's pronounced, I know it's not pronounced Vit. Might be Vit Krejci. So he left with adductor soreness or a groin, however you want to phrase it. Franz Wagner was questionable coming into the game. He played, but only played about 10 minutes, I think, before leaving with a potentially runny bottom. Then scrolling through, we'll get to the Utah one in a minute. Scotty Barnes left the game, well, early, but it was right at the end of the game with a facial injury. No updates there. And then obviously Taylor Hendricks is the big one. For anyone that saw it, some people are squeamish and don't like watching injuries like that, but it wasn't a good one. And they have confirmed that he fractured his fibula, I believe, and dislocated his ankle. So it was there was no one around him. He did it all to himself. It was purely he just almost lost his balance. His foot got caught underneath him and his momentum carried him one way and his foot leg didn't want to go that way and it just snapped. So, yeah, it wasn't a good one. They haven't ruled him out for the season, but yeah, I think we can safely assume that if he's not out for the season, he's out for months. So there's absolutely no point in holding him outside of dynasty leagues. Let's get to the games so we can work through these. So Pacers and Magic. So Magic get the win despite Franz Wagner not playing the majority of the game. And if we look at the Pacers side of things, look, Halliburton was better here. He's still not quite there, but the 10 assists are sort of what we expect from him. And look, I guess if you look across his box score, it basically is what we expect. We expect him to be a 20 and 10 guy with 1 to 2 steals, some threes. Efficiency is probably down a little bit, but this is sort of back on track. So it's a good sign. Siakam also had his best game since the opener with 26 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals. And then off the bench, after barely playing last night, Isaiah Jackson played 22 minutes here, had 7 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 blocks. Miles Turner was in some foul trouble here, though. So that's part of the reason his minutes were increased. And Benedict Mathurin, yeah, look, my concerns are on show here. He had a couple of really good games and then he's just disappeared, and that's the issue with him at the moment. So, yeah, I don't think we need to be rostering him. Onto the Magic. As I said, Franz, only 11 minutes, so don't worry about that. Paolo Banchero was the story here. He finished with 50 points, 13 rebounds, 9 assists. He was stuck on that 9 assists for a long time, it feels. So he just couldn't get that 10th assist to get the triple-double. And a 50-point triple-double is not common. So that's a shame. He did also have 1 steal and 2 blocks and shot relatively well from the field. The free throw line, however, a different story. 15 of 22. And look, it's really nitpicking in a performance like this, but 15 of 22 is, what, 70%, 68%, something like that, on 22 attempts. That's going to hurt your field goal percentage this week. So just beware of that. If you are losing free throw percentage, it is going to be a significant impact. Anthony Black, are we rostering him? I don't think so, but he played down the stretch here. Obviously, with Franz out, they had to throw someone in there, but he's making some good decisions. He looks a lot better than he did last year, and he's certainly ahead of Cole Anthony in the rotation, which I'm not sure we saw coming. So probably not rostering him. In deep leagues, maybe, but standard leagues, I still don't think on a typical night he's going to play enough. And Wendell Carter had 11 points, 10 rebounds. He's doing just enough to be rostered in standard leagues. Very little upside, though, so I wouldn't... if you did want to move on, I wouldn't blame you. On to the next game. The Wizards beat the Hawks by 2 points. Never good when you lose to the Wizards. For Washington, Bilal Coulibaly had another strong game, 17 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. A 3, he's doing enough. So you roster him. The points will be up and down, but he does have that sort of fairly safe floor thanks to his across-the-board production. Jordan Poole continues to play really well, 26 points on efficient shooting. I think that's probably what we didn't see coming, 9 of 17, and he had 2 steals. And I did look at the player ranks, I think, for something. I think it's for the show we're doing tonight. So he's actually the 6th ranked player or something like that. Anyway, he's basically borderline first round or in the first round. So, yeah, I don't think we expected to see that. Alex Saar, only 7 points but 9 rebounds, a steal, 2 blocks. This is what you drafted him for. The minutes are okay, so he remains a hold. Corey Kispert got hot off the bench. He does this from time to time, so stream him in for points if you want to, but I'm not that interested. Bub Carrington... I'm just reading a question. Yeah, Bub Carrington's intriguing, 21 minutes off the bench. I picked him up in it's probably a slightly deeper league. I'll have to check. But, yeah, I think there might be enough there just for him to be relevant now. But I do think at some point during the season they're probably going to unleash him. So I'd keep an eye on him. If you can hold him, if you can sort of absorb limited production at times, then I think he's worth holding. Jalen Johnson, career high, 29 points after some inefficient shooting performances. So we're back on track there. Really good game. Reece Shea got the start again. The blocks and steals are good. Two steals, two blocks, but only 4 points, three rebounds in 26 minutes. He's another one who's fine to hold, but once Hunter's back, I don't think we need to be holding him. Capella played 25 minutes with Okongwu not playing. So I think we can sort of put a cap on Capella's minutes here at about 25 throughout the season. And when Okongwu plays, he's down at about 20. So again, he does contribute in blocks and he's efficient. He can get some rebounds in limited minutes. So he has a spot on 12-team leagues, but yeah, he's not going to be for everyone. Dyson Daniels. Yeah, look, I think it's okay. He sort of set that bar pretty high to start the season and has cooled a little bit. But if I go through his box score here and have a look at what I was wanting from him coming into the season, double-digit points, tick. Out-of-position rebounds, only three here, so that's probably just a pass, if nothing else. Assists are a bit low. Steals are really good. He's relatively efficient from the floor, and even when he's not, he's low volume enough that it's not going to impact you. So I'm okay with this performance. 36 minutes, so the minutes are there, the role is there. So no concerns. And Trae Young cooled off significantly here, 2 of 15 from the field, ending with 14. And 13, 8 rebounds, a steal and a block. So other than the shooting, a good night for Trae. Larry Nance stepped in as the backup with Okongwu out. And Okongwu was only out for precautionary measures. So it's part of that toe injury management. So no concerns there. Larry Nance did what he does. We know that he can put up value. He had 15 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, 1 block. If we knew he was going to get 22 minutes a night, then he probably would be a borderline 12-teamer, but the minutes just won't be there, I don't think, once Kongwu is back. The Bucks and the Celtics. Celtics win this one 119 to 108. Giannis played, looked fine. You know my thoughts on the Bucks. They're pretty boring. Trent, look, he's doing just enough. I've said that multiple times. He had 2 threes. He had 2 steals. That's really the only reason you're rostering him. Brook Lopez, likewise, he had 4 blocks. That's why you're rostering him. Torian Prince, where we aren't rostering. Lillard, one of his better games, although he's had a really good start to the season. So 33 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, a block and 2 steals. And then it's really a whole lot of nothing on the bench. Bobby Portis, 4 points, 6 rebounds. He's still worth holding in a 12-team league, but beyond him, I'm not interested in anyone there. And then over to Boston. Again, my thoughts on this team, you roster the starting five. Horford will be up and down, but generally does enough to have back-end value. And then beyond that, obviously looking at this box score, Peyton Pritchard is an obvious roster, but he had 28 points on 10 of 14 shooting, 8 of 12 from the line, 2 steals. So he does this from time to time. In deeper leagues, he's probably worth a roster spot. Sam Hauser was out here, though, as well, so that obviously opens up more playing time for Pritchard. So, yeah, look, feel free to stream him in, but he is very up and down, as we know. But really good game from him here. On to the next one, Detroit and Miami. It was a bit up and down. Miami got out to a lead. Detroit pulled it back. Miami get the win in the end, 106 to 98. For the Pistons, Tobias Harris continues to be very average. 9 points, 10 rebounds, a steal, a block. We aren't dropping him. You can't trade him. If you invested a top 50, top 60 pick, which I think is sort of where he was going in a lot of drafts, it is a little concerning just that he's not getting more involved and taking on more of a leadership role. From a stats perspective, I'm sure on the court he is, but Cade Cunningham, Jaden Ivey are really dominating offensively, and then Malik Beasley and Tim Hardaway, as I've said, are basically alternating good games. It was Tim Hardaway here who had 20 points with nothing else, and then it could be Malik Beasley in the next one. So neither of those guys need to be rostered. They're just streamers. Jalen Duren had 10 and 11 with 3 blocks. So really keeping an eye on those defensive stats. And they've been Pretty good the last couple of games. Ron Holland, yeah, we're not interested in him. Over to Miami. Nikola Jovic was someone I wanted to watch, and yeah, he's not getting it done. So I think we can move on from him. Jaime Jaquez played some extra minutes here, 32, but still only had 12 and 9. The steals are good. I'm not really interested in Jaquez unless he's guaranteed 30 minutes a night. I don't think there's a lot of value there. And then your other guys just doing what they do. Bam Adebayo, a little bit quiet on the offensive end, only 12 points, only 9 shot attempts, but 3 steals and 3 blocks will get it done any day of the week. All right, over to the next game, the Cavs and the Knicks. Cavs get the win, 110-104 for the Cavaliers. Jared Allen continues to play really well. Mobley also continues to play really well. I think they're just chugging along nicely here. Darius Garland had easily his best game of the year, 34 points, 3 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, shot the ball really well. So good to see him get back on track after a bit of a slow start. Caris LeVert, outside of their big four, Caris LeVert's the only one that we're considering as a 12-team guy. He did play 26 minutes, so that's encouraging. But 5 points, 3 assists, 4 rebounds, 2 steals. It's okay, but I've got him in at least one league. I think I picked him up, and there's a decent chance that I'm going to go tonight and drop him. And just if I have time at the end, I just thought I did put something up on Twitter yesterday, I think, just trying to be a little bit more transparent with guys that I targeted and I drafted, and has it worked for me? Has it not worked for me? And it's sort of 50-50 at the moment, but I thought I might just go through some of my transactions or some of the pickups and drops that I've made in my leagues, just to give you an idea of, because I talk about would I drop this guy, would I not? I'll actually have a look at who I have dropped and picked up over the past week. On to the Knicks. Josh Hart continues to play really well after the quiet preseason, 16 and 13 with 3 steals. The assists obviously aren't there when compared to what he was doing down the stretch last year, but he looks really good. And, I mean, we know the story here. It's the starters and Miles McBride. They're really the only 6 that we're interested in at the moment. I think Precious Achiuwa might jump back into that conversation once he's healthy, but at the moment we're going with the starters. Anunoby had a better game, 15 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, a block, and a 3. So if you drafted him for steals and 3s, a few points, this was okay. I'll give him a pass mark on this one. Karl Anthony Towns, only 13 points, 10 rebounds. So a little bit of a quiet night for him. He probably hasn't been as good as we'd hoped, but I think he's rolling along okay and probably still adjusting to his new team. As for McBride, he played 29 minutes off the bench, had 14 points, not a lot else. I think he's really just a points streamer. He's going to have these blow-up games where he will go for 25, but generally speaking, I think he's going to hover in this range of sort of 12 to 15 points on most nights. Denver and Toronto. Toronto sort of had this in the bag, I think, and then the Nuggets came back late, forced overtime, and ended up winning 127 to 125. For the Nuggets, they went with the same starters. We talked about Christian Brown being a must-add player. He was in my article, my RotoWire article last night as well, as someone that we need to add and potentially start this week. And he didn't let me down, 17 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal and a block. Another big game from Jokic, which he had to do because no one else really appeared to want to score. So he had 40 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists. So the assist number's down a little bit there as well. But yeah, we're rostering all of these starters at the moment, and we're not really interested in anyone, including Russell Westbrook, who had 9 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists and a steal. Yeah, I think I've got him in a 16-team league, but even there I'm considering dropping him just for what he's doing to my percentages, basically. Onto the Raptors. RJ Barrett returned, played 28 minutes, had 20 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. So, yeah, look, I think that's sort of as much as we could hope for. First game of the season, coming off a shoulder injury. So, didn't get to the free throw line, which might be a good thing. But no, he looked good. Didn't seem to be too many restrictions in terms of his health. I think they probably did limit him a little bit, but he had 5 fouls as well. So, yeah, I think he'll be fine moving forward. Scotty Barnes, 21 points, 12 rebounds, 9 assists, 5 steals, 1 block. This is exactly why we drafted him. The free throw is only 2 of 4, a bit of a bummer, but everything else was really good. Jakob Poeltl, 16 and 19 with a block. Grady Dick, 15 points with 4 assists. And if you are holding him, that's why you're holding him, points and threes. And he had 2 threes here, so that's fine. Davion Mitchell, I'm not interested in him, despite the fact that he had 16 points. We've seen from him before that he needs a ton of minutes consistently, and that's just not going to happen. Ochai Agbaji, look, he's been okay to start the season. I'm not looking at him anywhere. You could, but once Quickly is back, which hopefully is soon, I do think that his minutes fall off a little bit. And then I'm not really interested in anyone else on that roster there. Houston, San Antonio. Houston get the win, 106-101. They got out early. Spurs sort of kept it close and started to make a bit of a run, but the damage was done. Dylan Brooks went back to being Dylan Brooks, 7 points with 7 rebounds and nothing else. We aren't rostering him. Jabari Smith, 17 and 8. No defensive stats. Throw in a steal or a block there, it looks like a better line, but it's still okay. Şengün in a bit of a slump at the moment, 12 and 12. 5 assists, a steal and a block. Just not shooting the ball that well. Possibly a bit of a buy low for him if you can execute it. Fred Van Fleet, there always seems to be a buy low for Fred Van Fleet. He had 11 and 9 with 2 steals on poor shooting. Jalen Green, I think I read somewhere that both he and Giannis at the moment lead the league in total points. So Jalen Green has been playing really well. You know, you're not going to get anything defensively from him. He's just purely points and threes. And look, he might get you 4 assists. He only got 2 here. But the 2 names we probably want to talk about, well, 3 maybe, but Tari Eason and Amen Thompson, are we holding them? I think they're both sort of locked in around this 20-minute mark, and their per-minute production would probably say, yes, we hold. Tari Eason, in his 22 minutes, had 6 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. Amen Thompson had 7 points, 3 rebounds, a steal and a block. I'm probably holding, and I guess part of me is just, as I've said before, I invested in Amen, so I'm going to give him a bit of a leash. And I feel like he's only one injury away. I don't think it matters who gets injured, and he would step into a bigger role. Both of these guys, to be honest, would step into a bigger role. So, yeah, look, I would try and hold, but I absolutely understand if you can't or don't want to. Steven Adams made his debut. He had 6 points, 3 rebounds in 14 minutes, which just meant that Jock Landale didn't play. He didn't play. And Reed Shepherd, only 3 minutes. We can drop Reed Shepherd. Over to the Spurs. I'll leave Wemby till last. Jeremy Sochan, 22 points. He's looked really good. Managed to snap him up in a couple of leagues late, so pretty happy with what he's been doing. Harrison Barnes played, 29 minutes, did his best Tony Snell impression, 2 points on 0 of 3 shooting with 3 rebounds. Please don't be rostering Harrison Barnes. Chris Ball, 16 points, only 3 assists, 1 steal. We hold him. He's usually going to get, 3 assists could be a season low for him, so don't worry about that. Julian Champagne, the minutes are there for him. So until Vassell is back, I think he has some streaming value. But as we saw here, it doesn't always turn out, and Vassell is getting close. Keldon Johnson, another points streamer who didn't pay off tonight with only 6 points. On to Wemby. Yeah, look, I think people would, I was watching this game, and I think teams have just figured out how to defend him a little bit better. Obviously, with a full year of having seen him play and an off season and that sort of thing, that they are scouting for him a bit better. So he only had 14 points on 6 of 14 shooting. So that's not ideal. We'd like him to be taking more shots than that. But 20 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 blocks. Yeah, that's exactly what we want to see. So is there a buy low? I don't think there is a buy low. I don't think his manager yet would be willing to part with him for anyone other than Jokic, maybe Shea, maybe Anthony Davis, I don't know, but you're not really selling high, buying low there, because they're all potential top two, top three players. So, we're just sitting and holding him, I think. On to the Bulls game, Chicago and Memphis. Chicago get the win 126 to 123. Zach LaVine continues to look really good. I talked him up as a guy that you should be targeting that 60 to 70 range, because we've seen him be a top 30 player in this kind of a role, and so far so good. I'm not convinced or telling you that it's going to stick all season, but he's been really good. Patrick Williams, we move on. Josh Giddey, pretty good game here. 12 points, 13 rebounds, 8 assists, a steal and a block. Percentages, they're never a strength of his. 28 minutes, I think he's going to be sitting in that 26-minute range most nights, but certainly worth holding. Ayo Dosunmu had 10 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists and a block in 27 minutes off the bench. 27 minutes it's probably cutting it really fine as to whether he's a hold. I think he needs probably 30 or 32 to really assert himself there. So he's probably borderline at best, but the upside's pretty limited, so I think we're okay. To move on. Now, there was a question, I think. That's when I get to the Kings game. Okay, when I get to the Kings games, there's a question. All right, so over to Memphis. As I said, yeah, Ja Morant did not play. So Santi Aldama moved back into the starting lineup. They did not move Scottie Pippen in. Aldama had a decent game again, 11 and 13 with 7 assists. He's probably just someone, I mean, if you've streamed him in, you just keep rolling with him until the wheels fall off and they get healthy. Jaren Jackson, vintage sort of performance, 19 points, 6 rebounds, 3 blocks and a steal. That's what we know he can do. Zach Edey, only 14 minutes, only 1 foul. So this is pretty telling, I think. Look, I mean, it's not a great matchup for him against the Bulls, because they obviously have Vucevic, but then they've got Jalen Smith, who only played 11 minutes, so they're going small a bit. It wasn't a good matchup for Edey. So, that is part of the equation here, but the fact that he is really only playing 15 minutes, fouls have been an issue. He had 6 points, 5 rebounds. I had a question today. Would you rather have Zach Edey or Donovan Clingan? Honestly, at the moment, it might be Clingan, because I think he's coming off the bench. His minutes seem a bit more consistent. The blocks are better. Per minute, I just think he's better than Zach Edey. So, I think I'm going to hold Edey in one of my standard leagues. But in that league, I can afford to hold him because I've got a lot of other guys that are getting me blocks and rebounds and things like that. But, yeah, it doesn't look good. Marcus Smart, 25 minutes, 1 point. 2 steals, 2 blocks is great. He's a little bit like Alex Caruso. Thompson to a lesser degree. But if you drafted him for steals, he is getting steals. But 0 of 11, he's hurting you in other areas. So I think he is probably right on the cut line for me. As for Scottie Pippen, he did play 31 minutes off the bench. He had 14 and 10 with a steal and a block. Morant will be back next game, I'm pretty sure of that. But if you've got Pippen, he's playing, well, prior to this, he's playing minutes in the low to mid-20s. If he sticks in that range, I think he's probably worth rostering for his assists and steals. That could change as they get healthy and Jar gets his legs under him and that sort of thing. And Luke Kennard has to come back. So, yeah, we'll see. But for now, I think you just have to roster him and see what happens. And Jay Huff, flavor of the week last week, he had 10 points, 2 rebounds, 2 blocks in 18 minutes. I'm still not convinced on him. I mean, if feel free to go and add him, but I do think that they want to try and get a few more minutes into Edie. I could be wrong. Jay Huff is 27. He is not a rookie. He's not young. Well, comparatively, he's not young. But, yeah, look, if you want to add him and just see, but he did start this one a bit slow. He got some buckets late. So, yeah, he's an interesting one, but not someone I'm prioritising yet. On to the next game, Utah and Dallas. Dallas get the win here despite some pretty ordinary shooting by Luka, which we'll get to in a second. As for Utah, as I said, Taylor Hendricks only played 21 minutes before suffering his leg injury. He is done for the year, so he can be dropped. Who benefits? I think John Collins probably is the obvious choice to come into the starting lineup, which could impact Walker Kessler in terms of his rebounding numbers. We sort of need to wait and see. I think Collins is rostered everywhere anyway. If he's not, I'd go and add him. He had 16 points, 6 rebounds, a steal and a block in his 19 minutes. So his minutes are going to come up there. Jordan Clarkson might play a little bit more as they shuffle things around. And Cody Williams is someone to keep an eye on because he has looked okay. And I think he might be someone we're looking at later in the year as opposed to now, but just monitor what his minutes look like. As for Kessler, he had 12 and 11 with 2 steals, 2 blocks. Colin Sexton bounced back, 23 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists and a steal in 28 minutes. So far more encouraging there, the 28 minutes, as opposed to what he'd been getting prior to that. On to Dallas. Yeah, look, I did this. I have PA Washington on a roster. I had a lot of active guys tonight, so I had to bench some players. And, of course, I benched PJ Washington because he hasn't been playing well and he had one of his elusive across-the-board performances, 12 points, 11 rebounds, 2 assists, 4 steals, 2 blocks. So next game he'll probably do absolutely nothing. So well done to me there. Luka, as I said, 5 of 22 from the field. He ended with 15 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 steals and a block. But the percentages, 4 of 6 from the line and as I said, 5 of 22, they really hurt you. But not much you can do. Daniel Gafford, again, we are seeing this pretty obvious minutes distribution, 20 to Daniel Gafford and 26 to Derek Lively. So Lively is the preferred choice there, but I do still think Gafford has value in 20 minutes. He had 9 points, 7 rebounds, 3 blocks. Derek Lively had 14 points, 4 rebounds, 3 blocks and a steal. We had a Spencer Dinwiddie sighting. No, we aren't adding Spencer Dinwiddie. Next game. There's a lot. Lakers and Phoenix. Lakers actually led this one for the majority of the game and then Phoenix pulled away with it. Well, didn't pull away with it, but came out with the win 109 to 105 for the Lakers. I thought LeBron was going to get single digits. I'm sure he's on some sort of a streak of double-digit scoring. That's phenomenal. And I thought this was going to be the night when he might not get to double digits, but he got to 11. Pretty late as well. He ended with 11, 8 assists, 5 rebounds and a steal. He's been fine, though. I don't think we have too much concerns. And honestly, I think he is probably on defaulting to other players on purpose. He is trying to share the ball a little bit more. So Anthony Davis continues to play really well, 29 points, 15 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 blocks, 1 steal. Austin Reeves he started the season really well. I think we probably thought this was going to happen last year and he didn't, and then he burned a few people. This year he's looked really good, 23 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. D'Angelo Russell, 14 points, 8 assists. Again, we roster him, but we know who D'Angelo is. And then Rui Hachimura continues to surprise. He had 20 and 10 with a steal and a block in 31 minutes foul trouble. He would have played more than this, probably closer to 35, like in line with the other starters. I think Hachimura has to be rostered. He usually has some holes in his game, but he's looked pretty good. He's shooting the ball well. He was a team best plus 20 in the game that they lost by 4 points. So, yeah, good start to the season for Hachimura, which I think I actually got him off waivers maybe in the league. So pretty happy with that. And then their bench guys. Look, there's some talent there on the bench. Jackson Hayes, Gabe Vincent, Max Christie, but none of them are fantasy relevant. On to Phoenix. Kevin Durant playing really well. 30 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 blocks. I'm probably guilty of being a little bit down on him this year, but he's proved me wrong. Bradley Beal, he was pretty slow to start here, but he ended with 15 points, 4 assists, 2 steals, so serviceable. There were a lot of stuff on Twitter about Yusuf Nurkic getting replaced by Mason Plumlee here to match up with Anthony Davis. Nurkic had 2 points, 4 rebounds, 2 blocks in 15 minutes. We aren't dropping him, but it's a pretty ordinary start to the season for Nurk. Booker looks fine. Tyus Jones, he had 5 assists and 3 steals, exactly what you want from him. Mason Plumlee, as I said, played heavy minutes here, 26 of them, but he didn't score. He didn't even take a shot. 10 points, 10 rebounds, 2 assists and a block. We don't need to pay any attention to that. Grayson Allen did play here 3 minutes in 12 minutes off the bench. And after his breakout season last year, I think he's done. On to the final game of the night, Portland and Sacramento. No surprises here. Sacramento get the win pretty comfortably. Jeremy Grant, this is the real Jeremy Grant. Let's be honest. 7 points on 3 of 12 shooting. The steal and the block, he's still getting some defensive stuff there, but 8 rebounds, 2 assists. So, yeah, this is why selling high on Jeremy Grant is a good move if you can pull it off. Temani Kamara, only 21 minutes. He had early foul trouble, and then as the coaches do, they rest players, and then he only ended up with 4 fouls, so he could have actually played 30 minutes. And that's one of my pet peeves, which I'll continue to harp on about. Because it makes no sense. DeAndre Ayton, 20 and 11. Anthony Simons, 12 points on 4 of 12 shooting. Pretty ordinary game for him, as it was for Denny Avdia. Scoot Henderson, yeah, he's coming off the bench, but the minutes are there, 28 of them, 18 and 5. And that's why you would have grabbed him late, to get points and to get assists, and he's doing that. Donovan Klingon only played 12 minutes here, 2 points, 6 rebounds, a block. As I said, the minutes are pretty much in line with what Zach Edey's getting, and I think I'd rather Klingon maybe at the moment. It's pretty tight. And on to Sacramento. So there is a Sacramento question, and let's just bring the question up. Dropped Huerter and kept Monk. Is that the right call? Yes, it is, I think. Huerter, good game here, 18 points, not much else. The 4 assists are all right and 3 blocks, weirdly, but that's more of a bonus than anything else. Monk had 12 points. Yeah, look, I think they are going to alternate a little bit, which we've seen in the last year, but I still think Monk probably has the higher upside most nights, but this was a good Huerter game, but I wouldn't be sort of kicking yourself too much for dropping Huerter and picking up Monk. I think I would do the same thing. If I had to pick between the two, I would go with Monk. DeRozan, fitting in really well, 23 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals. Just doing what DeMar DeRozan does. Keegan Murray, this is what we saw from him last year. What we've seen from him throughout his career, he can be a little bit up and down. He's been more up than down this year, so we'll just sort of cross this one off and move on. Only 6 points on 2 of 9 shooting. But, hey, he's better than Harrison Barnes. Sabonis, 16 and 13 with 7 assists, doing Sabonis things. And De'Aaron Fox, 24 points, only 3 assists. There's a lot of ball handlers on this team, so 6 rebounds, 2 steals. Look good. Keon Ellis back in the rotation after not playing in the last game, but only 14 minutes. He's really just a steal streamer, but you have to just hope that he plays enough minutes to actually have some value. And missed the Boston breakdown. Pritchard worth the add. I think he's maybe worth streaming. I think I said, like, Hauser was out today. Pritchard is going to have these games where he blows up and he's not going to shoot. If we go back to there, where's the Boston? 10 of 14 from the field. So, I mean, he's not going to do that very often. So, probably in slightly deeper leagues, yes. In standard leagues, just a streamer at this point. I mean, if we ever got an injury to like a Drew Holiday or something like that, and Drew Holiday did leave the game but came back, ended up playing 33 minutes, so nothing too significant there. So Pritchard, definitely someone to watch, but I do think without Hauser, he got a bit of a bump there because they almost do the same thing. So share the wealth when they're both there. All right. Now, as I said, have I got time? We're at 43, so I think we've got the games done, but I'm just going to quickly go through some of my leagues and just have a look at any transactions that I have made. So this will, there'll be a little bit of, just while I scroll. So in, well, I don't even know why did I have him? I must have streamed him in. Anyway, I picked up Derek Jones in my industry pickup league, and I think I might have added him in another league, or I'm going to. Anyway, I think Derek Jones has looked pretty good so far. The minutes are there. He's starting. No Kawhi helps, but he's had at least one steal in every game, and he scored double digits in 2 of the 3 games. He's been relatively efficient. Free throws are a bit hit or miss, but I don't mind Derek Jones as an add in standard leagues. And let me just check if I've made any others. Lucky my team name's easy to find. Luke Cornett. Okay, Luke Cornett I just picked up off waivers because I moved people to injuries. All right, in my home league, I picked up Tari Eason this morning. It's a 14-team league, so slightly deeper. Where are we? I added Miles McBride very early in the season, I think maybe even before the first game, and then I dropped him to activate someone, I think it was, off my IR spot. Picked up Miles McBride early in the season. So, yeah, I haven't made too many. And look, honestly, I haven't made too many transactions. I just early in the season, I try not to panic. I always talk about not panicking. All right, in another home league that I'm in, what's my team called in this one? I think my team's called, okay. So my team in this league is called Shitbreak, and that's because I'm a American Pie fan. Miles McBride, Luke Cornett, that's because I only had one center, and that was Isaiah Hartenstein, and he went down. But, yeah, I'll be dropping Luke Cornett because he has done absolutely nothing. They're the only moves in that league. In my old man squad contributor league, I dropped Andrew Nembhard and added Bilal Coulibaly. So I was talking about Coulibaly as a guy that probably should be rostered. Nembhard is not. He's okay, but not great. I added Nick Richards, and that was probably because I drafted Mark Williams maybe, and I moved him. Actually, let me have a look. It might have been when Isaiah Hartenstein actually got injured. I moved him and picked up Nick Richards, and Nick Richards, as I've talked about, has been really good, I think. And then into my head-to-head roto trial league that I'm running with some analysts. It's basically a head-to-head league where you play every team every week. So it's, yeah, a little bit different. And who have I picked up? Okay, that was the league I added Rui in. So I picked up Rui Hachimura and picked up Caris LeVert. And that's it. So I must have moved Ben Simmons to my IR spot. Enesar Thompson. It must have been someone else I had. Maybe I had – oh, I had RJ Barrett. No, I had RJ Barrett in the injury spot, and then I switched him and Ben Simmons today. So that's in my Fantrax leagues and then in some of my Yahoo leagues. Where are we? All right, so in my League of Champions – oh, I've got to figure out how Yahoo works. Where is it? I think it's in League Transactions. Okay. Have I made any? There will be, yeah, there's a chance that I've only made one in each league or something like that. Nothing. There have been a lot of moves in this league, but not by me. So I picked up Tamani Kamara as a free agent. So I must have moved someone to my, let's have a look at my team. Kelly Olynyk, maybe I drafted. This is a deep league as well. So I may have moved, yeah, Kelly Olynyk to my IL spot and picked up Tamani Kamara. And I'll be holding him. I know today wasn't great, but there was foul trouble. I think he's been okay prior to that. So I'm okay holding him. In another league, I mean, so many leagues, All the Marbles League. Where are we? League Transactions. All right, have I picked up anyone here? So I dropped Ben Simmons in this league today, actually. So this was early this morning. I actually dropped Ben Simmons and added Chris Dunn. I'm looking for steals. That's what I'm after, efficient, a guard and steals. And Chris Dunn's been pretty good so far. The minutes have been okay. 28 minutes in the last game, 18 the game before that, 20. So I think he has... Surprisingly, I thought Kevin Porter would be probably the guy they'd lean into a bit more, but it's been Chris Dunn, and he's had some good numbers. He gets good rebounds from the guard position. He's averaging 2 steals per game so far, and he's relatively efficient because he just doesn't shoot a lot, but he is quite efficient. So there is one move that I've made. I also dropped Keon Ellis in this league and picked up Cason Wallace. So again, I'm just looking for steals, and then they moved Cason Wallace back to the bench yesterday, but he was still okay. So I'll hold him for another game. And I dropped Khalil Ware, who was someone I was hoping would get minutes, and it just hasn't happened. And then he was injured. And so I dropped him, picked up Isaiah Jackson, who paid off today. I picked him up yesterday and he didn't pay off. But I held him for today, and he was good today with the 4 blocks. Let me just check if I've made any others. I mean, they're the most recent ones. Any before that would have been, yeah, Khalil Ware was actually someone I picked up off waivers, as was Nick Richards in this league as well. So, yeah, I've obviously lent into my Nick Richards theory there. And who would I have moved to my IR spot? Could have been Hartenstein again. I've got him in a lot of leagues. And then let's just do one more in my War Games Team World versus Team Philippines. My team sucks in this. I got pants last week. And I look at my team and I don't even like it. I think I've got Westbrook. This is the league I've got Westbrook in. Let me have a look if I've picked anyone up. And this is a 16-team league as well, so waivers are pretty thin. Doesn't look like I've added anyone. Tamani Kamara, I picked him up. I didn't drop anyone, so I must have had someone to move into my IR spot. And that is probably it, I think. Yeah, that is it. But the waivers are very thin. I've got a few guys. I've got Westbrook, who I'm probably going to drop. I've got Kevin Porter. I've got Ben Simmons. So, yeah, I've got some good players as well, but I've got some trash. And so I do need to go through the waivers there. So I've never been so happy to have been completely unable to trade John Collins. Yeah, look, sometimes luck is on your side. And it's probably – obviously none of us could foresee what was going to happen today, but – it's probably going to work out for you in the long run. So well done on not being able to trade someone there. So Look, we went a little bit longer, but I just thought that was handy to go through some moves that I've made. Happy to do it again. I don't care. Let me know if people find that sort of thing interesting. I think we will be doing an industry pickup show at some point, breaking down all three industry pickup leagues. We've just got to figure out a schedule. It's pretty hard, as you can imagine, with people all over the world. So I will be back tonight with Matty G in about two and a bit hours for the crossover. We'll be talking about week one and about some injuries and trending players. And we've got some ADP battles, or I don't think they're called ADP battles. Or maybe they are. I don't know. Anyway, we're going to match up two players and have a discussion. And I know one of mine is Dyson Daniels or Tyus Jones. So we look at the rankings for the past week, and we look at two players who are relatively close in terms of rank, and then we discuss who we would rather have. And I had to have a Dyson Daniels one in there, so I've paired him up with Tyus Jones. And let's see what Matty G thinks about that. But no, thank you everyone for tuning in today. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep Fantasy Basketball Podcast. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.